to the March 10th, 2020 HSI conference call.
Short notice, appreciate everybody attending that we're able to, and just wanted to let everybody know that we're still here. We're all at work. We're disinfecting and taking care of ourselves, and hopefully everybody else is too. And we've been getting a few calls here and there, but I thought, you know, some folks are not going to call in and ask us something that they're actually bothering us. You're not bothering us if you call in and you have questions. That's what we're here for. And we welcome the questions, and we want to reassure people that we're here and that the from our perspective, the sky isn't falling. There is no major market imbalance. Things are the way they ought to be if we didn't have the coronavirus, obviously. Now, the interesting thing, and I think many of you have probably read about this now, but I'm just going to restate it. Yesterday when I was commenting to somebody here, they were talking largely about their business. And my comment to them was not absolutely certain what information they were looking for. My comment to them is that we are being dragged into this event, and it's going to be less severe than what I think that people anticipated being, because when you look at the actual statistics, it's most unfortunate that people are losing their lives because of this virus. But when you look at the statistics, when it comes to flu season, the numbers are much greater, and that's what I find rather odd, that the mainstream media doesn't let you know about that, and they would be more inclined to scare you and do the fear-mongering approach, because, of course, that's what sells, evidently. But we're not recognizing the fear that it's putting into everybody, including children. I don't think that's fair either, but nonetheless, that's what's happening. So we go through all this, and we find the positives in it. And the positives is it's going to be short-lived. It's not going to be. This isn't a long-term event, and it's just like the markets. The markets are catching a cold here, and they're going to get the markets will get over that cold. This is not a recession. Like I said, there is no market imbalance. We can look back at some of the corrections since the major breakdown in 2007, 2008, and we've had four corrections, and some of them indicated that the sky was falling back then too. This one's different. They're all going to be a little different, and you've probably heard me say that in the past, that all these things are going to look a little different, but they come with the same flavor, and the media latches onto them, and they just beat them to death. But if you look at China right now, China is going into a slow recovery from it. They were the most, obviously, the most radical with the approach that they took. And some things were great. You almost have to take a step back and say, really, they're going to do that. There was a death penalty if you never came forward. Hopefully they don't do that here. But nonetheless, if you look at the statistics when it comes to the flu, we've already had more deaths in this flu season in Alberta than the coronavirus has created. Now, I don't know if we've had one here or if it was one in BC, but from the coronavirus. But nonetheless, we've had more from the flu season, and what typically happens in the United States. I was looking at the statistics there on the flu season, and they'll have as much as 12,000 deaths. That was kind of an eye-opener for me. During flu season in a year, and as much as 56,000 deaths during a flu season. I don't know how many deaths they've experienced in the United States, but it's not even a fraction of that. I mean, it's minuscule right at this point in time. There's no question you're going to see a lot more. There's going to be more blood in the streets. There's going to be this state of panic, but I'm just cautioning everybody here today, and our clients and the portfolios we're looking at that we take care of, there's no panic over here. There's no changes going to be made. And in fact, we are investors right now. We're not sitting on the sidelines. Unfortunately or fortunately, it's an opportunity. Just like the opportunities that presented themselves during the Great Depression in the 20s and 30s, there were opportunities. But all we heard about from then, and much like the Briex thing, Briex was real, it was bad, it was not good, but people actually did make money with it. but all you heard were the bad things. There were some good things that came even out of Briex, which was maybe this is a, that's a poor example, but nonetheless, it actually happened. But if you go back to the 20s and the 30s, there were people that sat back and took advantage of the situation. And that's not to say they were criminals or anything. It was just, it was obvious. I mean, there was opportunities, and you seize the opportunities. We have opportunities now, and we seize the opportunities. I joke when I do public presentations that we're the ideas to Canadians understand the ideas to buy high and sell low. That's, and people laugh and they go, whoa, just a minute here. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. And we're absolutely right. It's not, but that's what people do. And I just caution folks that aren't clients of ours, don't get sucked into that. Don't get sucked into the panic. Yes, there is going to be more, as I said earlier, there's going to be more blood in the streets, but that also spells the opportunities. And we talk about this things come at a bad time. So when we talk about this oil debacle that we're going through right now, Russia and Saudi are saying that, no, we're still getting along well, we're still playing in the sandbox, and everything's okay there, and we had a disagreement, and now we've got to sort this thing out. Yes, is it going to hurt Alberta? Certainly it's going to hurt Alberta in the short term. There's no doubt about it, because we're fragile to begin with here. So it goes without saying that it's going to hurt temporarily. And it's going to hurt any if we're looking for an instant remedy from what's been going on for the last 4 or 5 years, it's just going to slow that down a little bit. But once again, no panic. We'll get through it. So what are the opportunities? The opportunities are just, if we have cash at hand, there's two opportunities here. Our managers are taking advantage of the opportunities that are exposing themselves right now. And the second opportunity is if we have cash on hand in our own portfolios, we want to be deploying that into the portfolio in order to take advantage of the situation. That's what's available. Doing it myself, in fact, right now as we speak, taking advantage of that within my TFSA and even outside my TFSA because it's maxed out, taking advantage of that. So just to caution everybody, no, we're not going to be making any changes. We're just going to be adding to it if we can, absolutely. If there's more declines, which we anticipate there could be a little bit more decline yet, not so much we'll see it in Asia, but we'll see it more here in the United States. We're going to see more cases in Canada and the United States. There's no doubt about that. But just match them up with the flu influenza cases as well. What's really interesting here, when we go back to that article that I was reading, I read a few. I've read from doctors that are somewhat, you could say, even negative. I'm not sure why they want to be, but you see some of the ones, like I read a recently, I think it was last night, in fact, the gentleman was a doctor, emergency ward doctor in Edmonton, and he's also a professor at the U of A. And his comments were that it was irresponsible for our health minister to suggest that we should be, federal minister, that we should be stocking up on things and medications and all this other good stuff. His response to that was, what we should be doing is looking out for our neighbors. We should be looking out for our relatives and friends. If they need help, well, then bring them something. Look after them. But do we need to stockpile? No. The percentages are extremely low. We can't certainly identify the exact numbers, who's going to be infected and how it's going to be infected or affected. But we can certainly go by what's happened so far in Asia now and other countries that are a little more prepared. And I would trust that in North America we're a little bit more prepared. You'll hear the horror stories there, too. So that I want to leave you with. The sky isn't falling. There are opportunities. I'm pretty comfortable and confident things are going to work themselves out. We're going to be looking back at this and this time next year and kind of going, okay, now what was all the fuss about? Unfortunately, yes, as I said earlier, that some people are going to not going to be with us anymore because they'll succumb to this. But it's typically, as they say, the elderly, unfortunately, and the people who are already compromised, their health is already compromised. Look after one another. And we're not shaking hands right now. We're touching elbows, apparently. So let's look after each other. So that, with that, I'm going to just open it up for some questions here, and if there are none, and you think of something later, by all means, you can give us a call at the office, and we'll let Marcella answer all your questions. Is that fair, Marcella? Are you there?
I'll do my best.
Okay. So I'm going to leave it open for a minute or two here for questions. This call is recorded. If you want to listen to it later, I don't know. I'm not sure why you'd want to listen to it a second time. And we'll distribute it on the. Where are we going to distribute it? Do we know? Are we putting it on the web page, Marcella?
We can email it specifically to people, and we'll probably put on
with
the
a link
as well. And
yeah.
If you do have any questions, just a reminder to press 5-star on your keypad. Looks like we have a question from Graham Hoover. Go ahead, Graham.
Graham Hoover. Go ahead, Graham.
Just was listening to a radio talk show. They had an energy analyst on there discussing the Russia-Saudi Arabia price war on oil right now.
Mm-hmm.
His speculation is that we're looking at a 2 to 3 year price war
mm-hmm.
on oil.
Yep.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, right now, Saudi Aramco, the biggest player in Saudi, is going to start losing money, and they're going to start losing profits. They're not going to let that happen long term. So 2 to 2.5 years, I think that's pretty extreme. I can't see that happening. Not saying that it won't happen, but I think they're players too. They want to make money. Now they've gone through this before where they've turned the taps on and forced prices down, but they didn't do it long term. So I can't imagine that there's any particular reason they'd want to do it long term now. And as the Russians have said now, just most recently, that they are working things out. So we'll see where it goes, Graham. You'll get, I mean, just like anything, everybody's going to have their opinions on this. And unless you're right in that, you're a fly on the wall in that room listening to what's going on there, I think it's just purely speculation and more scare factors, scare tactics. Can't imagine 2.5 years of it, though. Good question. Anybody else got something for us? In fact, we've got a client that's a consultant with Saudi Aramco. I can run the question by him. I think that'd be an interesting to see what he thinks about that possible result.
Well, it looks like there's no other questions.
We got no other questions, huh? Well, we'll wait just a minute here.
Okay.
And like I say, if you're too shy to ask on the line here, then give us a call later. We are going off to do a presentation tonight, so I think we're leaving the office here right at 4:30. And so tomorrow would be a great time to call back if you have some questions or send us an email.
We have a question from Mark.
Go ahead,
Mark.
Hey, Wes, it's Mark Palawandrum.
How are you doing?
Not bad, thanks.
Good.
So it's good to kind of hear that we're thinking this is not going to be a long-term downward trend, as it's been bad the last few days, few weeks. When you mentioned about opportunities that you're looking at, is there something specific or?
No, it's just more of the same, Mark.
Okay.
More of the same. There's not, like I said, there's no, fundamentally, there is no market imbalance right now. So there's no reason for us. We had a great year last year. We expect more of the same. And when you have these type of events, what will take place is, you know, you'll see it. You'll see a rebound. It'll be a sharp rebound. Whether or not it completely rebounds, 100% in 6 or 7 months, remains to be seen, but that's not unusual for that sort of thing to happen, though, either. So, yeah, more of the same. I'm very, very pleased with the portfolios that we got. If you look back at the last year, our returns were fairly substantial, both in the bond market and in the equity market. We did fairly well. And the nice thing about that is that it certainly softened the blow from this in the short term again. And I think we're still looking at pretty good returns for the end of this year when all this the dust settles here. And going back to Graham's point too, I want, and as I said, you're going to get different opinions from everybody. It's just like the doctors; we're getting different opinions from them. One says the sky is falling; the other one says, "No, come on, let's not panic here." From economists, you're going to get the same sort of thing going on. On one page of the newspaper, you got one person saying this, and on the other side of the page, you got somebody else saying that. You've got to remember that the media loves to bring in the person that's the most negative. And you know, has that sense of fear and instills that fear in you. Don't buy into it. What you got, Marcella?
Looks like there are no further questions.
Okay. Again, we'll just wait a minute here. We have a few. I do appreciate everybody, as I said before, taking some time out of their day and joining us today. And I do look forward to chatting with each and every one of you as we kind of go through this, and hopefully you can pick up the phone here and give us a dingle, and hopefully it can be tomorrow or the next day. That would be great. So with that said, I'm going to close this off, and I've got to get prepared for this presentation tonight. Hopefully that is, if nothing else, calm the nerves, because all it's meant to do is to create anxiety, and that's what we're here for, is to reduce that anxiety. So enjoy the rest of your day. Bye now.